we have to look at who the messengers are. And particularly in the last 20 years, the environmental movement and the environmental community has been very effective in recruiting well-recognized messengers, people from popular culture, to deliver the message of the importance of the environment. That's why environmental consciousness continues to grow rapidly, you know, in our society. It's just accepted now. But the involvement of key, credible, popular figures is important. I don't see anybody from a popular action figure or an actor talking about infrastructure, talking about the benefits of high-speed rail, talking about the importance of reinvesting in America. I think that is the issue we need to talk about, is reinvesting in America. The president talked about winning, right? It's great rhetorical flourish, but we need to talk about the basic foundations for prosperity, and people will get it. And let's find some good messengers to do that. So we at Green for All, we're talking about trying to take the environmental movement and make it more accessible to communities that might not think of themselves as environmentalists, but they have deeply held environmental values. So we'll work with messengers like the Black Eyed Peas, or Drake, popular figures who are current, hip, happening. No one's ever accused infrastructure folks of being hip or happening, right? We need to think about finding good spokespeople who can talk to different audiences to excite them so they want to hug that high-speed rail train, right? Second thing is, I do believe that the message between jobs and investment in infrastructure, or the investment in the building blocks of society, that does resonate with people. Again, sitting in California, we voted to on the ballot, Californians voted to invest in $8 billion worth of high-speed rail. That's very impressive. People were excited about it. They get it. They absolutely get gee whiz technology. Now we're in the tough time of trying to get it located in sight and make it happen. But the concept of a new high-speed way of connecting with each other and bypassing the crowded air airports and the freeways, people appreciate it, they get it. What Americans want is forward thinking. You want to paint a vision of what our society could be. Clean, quick, easy, environmentally sustainable transportation systems. Water systems that don't pillage the environment, that replenish the environment, and create new parks in our urban core. Energy systems, okay? Yeah, energy systems that pull from abundant resources like the sun and the wind rather than drying and damaging our oceans and polluting our communities, right? Abundant renewable energy sources. People get it, but you have to paint a vision of the future. It can't just be about, oh, we're just, you know, everything's falling apart and everything's crumbling. You want to paint for them that we in America can create a nice, clean, functioning society that does not destroy the environment, that is not depleting the environment, but is replenishing the environment. We can create a lot of good jobs doing that. So part of it is the message. Part of it is the messengers. And I think particularly folks who are advocates of infrastructure investment really do tend to geek out and tend to use a lot of jargon, spend a lot of time talking about financing mechanisms and the complexity of policy. And we need to do that, obviously, when we're in the halls of Congress and we're dealing with elected officials and talking to finance folks. But when we're trying to communicate with the public, we have to have a broader vision, and we need to break things down and make them attractive and compelling. Otherwise, we're not going to build the consensus we need for the multiple billions of dollars it's going to take to rebuild this country.